it.
Musical mics.
Well, I accidentally unplugged something on the console looking for the piece of paperwork I had. It's actually an envelope with a listener's name on it. The gentleman that was just on the line. I think his name was David.
Yeah, it was David. David, yeah. Basic training at Fort Polk.
And he said something like, hey, you know, Romy's been doing a good job while you're gone. And that's not completely true. And I've even had this one texter completely call me out on it. The first Saturday, because this happened on a Wednesday. And that first Saturday, you know, generally speaking, Dad does a 7 o'clock hour, so I never prepare for it. That's whatever he wants to talk about, and he's got his guests and everything. So, okay, whatever. I do the 8 o'clock hour, the outdoor living hour. So me and Greg were well prepared for that one. 9 o'clock, we never prepare anything. That's just our open line. We just, the ebb and flow of live radio. And then the last hour, we talk about a specific broadcast. And this one texter kept texting in, you're not prepared. You're not, this is awful. What are you even talking about? Where's your head? I'm like, and it was really funny because that was the beginning of the broadcast. And I know it aggravated Jennifer. She's like, who is this? And I'm like, he's right. I'm not here. I'm not prepared. I'm fumbling all over myself. But it was the kind of kick in the pants I needed to get engaged and finish out the other 4 hours. So it was actually that was the driver for me to make it a better program and a better broadcast and be diligent about being prepared for every Saturday, because 4 hours is a long time to fill, especially when you want it to be informative. And a lot of radio has changed over the years, and we've had to adapt to it. People used to sit there on their phones for hours and wait to talk to Rosie. Now they're on their cell phone. It's a horrible connection. They're driving. It creates a horrible listening experience for the other end. So we have to be careful about the calls we take now. So much of the communication is digital and text. And I've had his envelope for like since that happened, and I haven't dropped it in the mail because we were giving away park pass tickets, but the tickets I had to drop in that were expired. So I've been waiting to get new tickets to send them.
He would really have busted your behind for that.
Well, no, I teased him back. I'm like, sorry, I can't remember exactly what I said. What's your address? So I can send you some of these packets and a $20 haircut coupon so you can go cut your ponytail. And it's actually kind of grown into a digital relationship. He texted back, I was having a bad day and I took it out on you. I'm sorry. I'm going up to listen to the Elk Bugle and get my head clear. And he sent me a text later about a tractor that throws fire out the back, and it's how they clear weeds on big agriculture. He said, hey, I saw this and I thought of Rosie. Share
it
with
him. Sounds like Rosie.
Man,
and I
love
haven't
that.
Sent that back to him because I can't find it, but there's a tractor in Australia that does that with UV lights. It's an electron. It's not flame propane like this tractor was. It's done in UV lights and it spot treats. And it as this tractor is traveling 25 miles an hour, and it uses these UV rays to flash weeds in a millisecond. It's incredible. So I've been trying to find that to send back to him. But anyway, it has. And everyone at the office knows, don't bother Romy on Saturday if it doesn't have to do with the broadcast, or on Fridays. Now, that's our last chance to make sure we've got all four segments of all 4 hours dialed out with talking points and opportunities. So it was just a fun listener experience that we had going through all of this. And, you know, our dedication and our commitment to all of our listening audiences will be prepared every Saturday to answer your questions, to deliver good content, and take your questions. Like Teresa, we do have time. If I'm going to need help bringing her up until I can figure out what I disconnected on my on my board over there that I can see the callers. But do we have Teresa?
We do.
I heard some talking in the background. It didn't sound like she was ready to take the call.
Hello.
Hey, there she is.
I'm so sorry. I didn't hear you say my name. I was talking to my daughter. Her boyfriend is a plumber, and I just caught the very end of your discussion about the braided plastic piping. Is it for, like, coming out of the washing machine, or what was that in reference to?
every water line that comes into your home, whether it's the hot and cold to your washing machine, the hot and cold to your kitchen sink, the hot and cold to your bathroom, and the cold water line to the toilets. There's plastic ones. There's ones that come with metal braids. And there's ones that come with metal braids and plastic nuts. There's ones that come with metal braids and metal nuts. Those metal ones, they're about $10 more a piece. But that, those busted water lines are the number one leading cause of water damage in homes in America. And it's worse.
Are you talking about like the ABS plastic?
No, no. This is the water line that comes from your turnoff, your shutoff valve, which is going to be copper, even if it's a PEX, PEX water line. There's a copper valve, shutoff valve, that's attached to that PEX line that you then attach another flexible water line to your water using faucet. So this is after PEX turns into a copper valve. They don't make plastic shutoff valves. It's just a plastic nut that it attaches to the brass shutoff valve. I say copper, it's more brass threading where it's attached. So replace them all. That's the first thing we look for in any home that we go into. Make sure those are all installed with the extra $10. I mean, when you count up two sinks, a washing machine, a kitchen sink, couple toilets. I mean, you're less than $120 for an up. Well, I mean, it'll cost you more than that, but it's $120 more than just the cheap ones. You know, you're probably still not at about a $300 for most homes upgrade just to ensure you don't experience that water leak.